message is still turned on, please make sure you silence it. And if you use your cell phone for your Bible, that's awesome. But just make sure that the phone part is turned off so we can give God all of the glory He's due. How many of you know He's due? Yes, He is. Father, we thank You, Lord, for what You're doing. Lord, we lift up the Word of God before You today. Lord, we thank You for what You have done. Lord, we are who You say we are. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. I will do what it says I'll do. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Is it your Bible? Hallelujah. Good. If not, get one. Hallelujah. We all need a Bible. Amen. Well, this morning, I know this is probably, you know, a weird statement for me to make, but this is what I felt like the Lord wanted me to tell you this morning. Let's get drunk. Oh, man, about a dozen of y'all just went, wait, what did he just say? Well, tonight, God is wanting to let us know that it's time for us to separate and get real before Him and come into His presence. And when I say drunk, I don't mean like with alcohol, but I do mean with the presence of God. Drink in. The Word says this, to those who are hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. It says that in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. It says it just like this. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So many of us just are not filled with God. We're just kind of running our life and we're just kind of not being filled. And I want to encourage you to drink God in today and tomorrow and the next day and just bask in His presence and allow the Holy Spirit to permeate your soul and your mind and your thoughts, and everything we do should be for His glory. Amen. Oh, that's what I'm talking about being drunk and filled with God. Let's get drunk in the Holy Spirit today. And can you just say, Jesus? Do you know He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do you know who He is in your life? Have you drank? Have you tasted and seen how good God is? How many of you know He is an awesome and good God? He loves you so much. Wow. I know that the Holy Spirit is here this morning. He's showed up. He's right. Many of us brought Him with us, and He's in our hearts and minds. But there's also a visitation from the Holy Spirit that wants to impart a fresh, say fresh, anointing into our lives. We can get stagnant. We can get kind of humdrum. We can kind of get in the rut of life and kind of get caught up into just doing things for doing things' sake. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting away from the doing things for doing things' sake and coming into His presence, because He's calling us. Do you know He's calling you? Do you know He's calling you? I just wanted to know, did y'all fall asleep? Do you know He's calling you? Do you know He is here? And do you know He's in your presence? And in His presence is fullness of joy. God wants to pour out. He wants to pour out some new wine into your life. Sometimes we get, again, this little stagnant thing going on. And God says, I'm going to bring a new thing into your life. I'm going to ring your bell, as it will. I'm going to open your eyes that you might see with a different understanding. We can live life and kind of go through the motions and doing things. And then we find ourselves having a week of revival. And we find ourselves being stirred and awakened and finding out that, wow, God, You are real. You're really on the throne, Lord. You are an awesome God. He's imparting a freshness into His body, into the people that are hungering and thirsting after Him. When you do run the race to win the prize, how many of you know you will win if we run after Him? Are you ready for a feel-good time? I mean, have you just kind of been hum? Have you been just overwhelmed? I've seen quite a few people even feeling of a spirit of despondency or lost hope or just kind of like, man, life is just so, it's dragging me down and it's causing me issues. How many of you got a few issues? Just give it to God. realize that He is in control. And He is an awesome, and He loves you so much, but we've got to go after Him. We've got to seek after Him. We've got to allow the Holy Spirit to come on us and in us and fill us to a freshness and to an overflowing, to understand that He wants to do a new thing and pour out new wine. You know, the Word talks about an old wine and old skins and new wine and new skins. And an old wine, I mean, new wine can't be poured into an old wineskin because it'll burst. And it's sort of like going back to the theme of the understanding of manna. You only can get enough for today. Don't worry about tomorrow and don't worry about what you had in the past. Too many of us Christians have been living in the past and trying to say, well, I remember in the good old days when we used to have church, we used to do this and we used to do that. And whoo, that's over. That's right. That's the past. And you can't go back and just keep living in the past. It's a good thing to remember. Say amen. It's a good thing to remember. But if that is your experience and just remembering the past, then we're living in the past, and we have to, say have to, awaken and realize that God wants us to live today, say today. He wants us to get new wine for today, new manna for today, because we're in a new day, we're in a new time, we're in a new season, we're in a new opportunities that come every day to us. And you know what? The old things have passed away. God is making a new thing in our life. And when He stirs our heart and starts working in us a new thing, sometimes we get kind of like, well, I'll just stay back over here and not get involved in that. But God wants to break loose. He wants to break open a fresh box for you, a fresh understanding, a new day thing. Amen? And it's about getting filled with the Spirit of God and finding out that He wants us to get drunk in Him, get into a place of blessings, get into a place of just, Lord, you're such an awesome God. How many of you know He's an awesome God? Have you been in His presence lately? Probably some of us were just there just now in the worship and the praise and in the midst of God's worship. And it is such an awesome experience to allow ourselves, say allow. Allow ourselves to be open to the Spirit of God. Don't be closed-minded. Don't be like, well, you know, I don't know about this. I don't know about you, but when I said this quite a few times, when I first walked into this Spirit-filled house, I was like, what the heck is going on here? And of course, that was a long time ago, but that was for then. This is for now. God's got a new thing, a new understanding. It's not that it's a new word, but it's a new understanding. We get revelation. We get fresh revelation and fresh understanding. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not, but we do. How many of you know we have changed? We're not the same people we used to be. Amen? Some of us can say amen. Some of us can say, oh, me, or at that point. But anyway, God's doing a work. Now, how many of you know that we have to believe that the Word of God is truth? We have to come to the understanding that the Word of God brings revelation and brings understanding. And it's not just an old history book that's on the shelf and we dust off every now and then, but it is relevant. Stay relevant. For where we are today, He gives us fresh revelation, fresh anointing. Tell somebody, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, you're getting dry there. Tell somebody, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, don't look at me. Look at somebody next to you. Tell them, say, be filled with the Spirit. Watch this. We're going to say this 7 times. No, we're not. I'm just teasing. The evangelist that was down, everything we had to do, we had to repeat 7 times. And oh, my goodness. It was great. We had a good time. But I was like, watch this. I'm going to say this here. And everybody going to go, oh, no. God has made a way where there seems to be no way. God has blessed and encouraged the body of Christ to arise and awaken out of their slumber, out of their sleep. We can get pretty relaxed sometimes. We can get kind of kicked back and just kind of, well, we just cruising through. But I'm here to tell you, it's time. Say time. Oh, to wake up. Lord, let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. Oh, look at your Bibles in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. You kind of had a feeling I'd be in Acts 2, didn't you? And it shall come to pass. Now, this is after, you know, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church. And you know what? There was a lot of things going on, okay? And I'm here to tell you that God wants us to be awakened and realize that He's pouring out His Spirit right now into this body, into, say, this body. He's bringing us to a place of understanding. Acts chapter 2 and 17 says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days." Do you know we're in the last days? It's coming each and every day. We're getting closer and closer. How about that relevant? Thank you. How about for that revelation? It says, God, that I will pour out. Watch this. I will pour out. God says that He will pour out. Oh my goodness. What will He pour out? His Spirit. You see, God is pouring out His Spirit. He's pouring out the Holy Spirit. And you know, somewhere along the line, a lot of Christians have gotten fearful of accepting the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Ooh, because there's been a lot of things done in the name of the Lord. Amen. There's been a lot of things done in the Holy Spirit's there. Oh, and there's been a lot of things that has happened. But there's nothing to be scared about. There's nothing to be fearful about. Matter of fact, if we read the word which tells us we are to ask for the gifts. Reach out and grab for the best gift. Amen. It shall come to pass in the last day that I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. All flesh. He's pouring out His Spirit today on all flesh. That means everybody in here today. Anybody here not flesh? Okay, just checking. Make sure we don't have no ghost in here. We all are flesh and blood. And God says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Will you allow yourself to be saturated? Will you allow yourself to be poured upon? Sometimes we get scared or running away from it, and many of us are trying to run out from underneath the blessings of God. And I'm here to tell you that He wants to pour out a fresh anointing in our lives. On all flesh. Watch this. That your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Shall do what? Oh my goodness. They're prophesying. What is prophesying? But speaking forth the word of God. Prophesy. Speak to that body. Speak to those bones. Speak to those things that's going wrong in your life. Say, get out of here, Satan. You've got to go in Jesus' name. Start prophesying over your life and speaking to the situations. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and give us wisdom. When we get a little confused, start praying in tongues so that way you'll start getting a clearer understanding. Start, and then you can say, Lord, this is what God is saying to me. Say me. You know, we like to say this is what the church, this is what the word is saying to the churches today. But for some reason, when we say this is what the Lord is saying to the churches today, we see the churches, them over there. This is what the Lord is saying to them over there. But what about me? Bring it right to home. Are we part of the church? And is this what the Lord is saying to the church today? Oh, well, you know, if I was in charge, they would do this, that, and the other. or, you know, well, why aren't you in charge? You should be in charge of your ministry. What are you doing for the kingdom of God? What are you doing to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? What are you doing to be a part of the body of Christ? The word says it like this: when all the parts of the body do what we're supposed to be doing, watch and listen, that's what causes growth in the church. When all of us are a part and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Oh, we want to blame a preacher. We want to blame if they'd turn that music down, we'd have more people in here. If they'd take those kids out of the church and they're misbehaving, if they would do... Oh, we can have all kind of excuses and reasons and all the things that we want to put up there. But I'm here to tell you, it's when we, as the body of Christ, actually become the church. Quite a few times this week I heard the evangelist say, the church. And I caught myself. I bet you've done it too. I'm just going to ask you. Watch this. I've caught myself. When it was a good thing, I was part of the church. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the church. Yes, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And then we had a little bit of a rebuke and saying, this is what the church is doing wrong. Yep, that's what they're doing wrong. That's what they're doing wrong. I disassociated myself with the church. It became the local, personal, individual church. And they were, yes, that's what I think they're doing wrong. If they were as good as we are, everything would be wonderful. Hallelujah. Oh my, huh? Say woe is me. Just examine yourself. You know, David said, Lord, let me see if there's any wicked way in me. Have you ever just asked God to show you some things? He will if you ask. But your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Are we catching vision? Do we realize that God wants to fill you? Say me. He wants to fill each and every one of us up with a fresh vision for what you, for what we should be doing. How many of you know we have a responsibility as the body of Christ to be a witness and a testimony? You ain't going to believe what you're going to hear in just a minute. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell on myself. Watch this. Let me get back to this. And your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. How many of you are old now? It's time to dream some dreams. It's time for us to get ready. And realize that we're to be dreaming and encouraging the next generation and pulling them in and saying, let me show you what God has showed me. Now, watch this. It's not time for us to say, let me show you what God told me to tell you to do. No. Let me show you what God showed me. And you impart the vision, you impart the dream, you impart the freshness of God. You know, how many of you know everybody's got opinions? Have you ever, get just tired of hearing people's opinions? You know what you should do. Boy, that's one of those things that just kind of gets to me. But anyway, have we caught the vision of God yet? Have we caught what He wants to do inside of each of our lives? Have we caught the dream of what God wants to do in us? Do we realize that we are called to be a part of a great thing? Let's prophesy. Lord, loose me. Say, loose me, Lord. Loose me to start prophesying the Word of God. Lord, loose me to see. Say, to see. Lord, loose me to hear Your Word. Say, Lord, loose me to hear Your Word. Three more times. No, I'm just... I kind of got hooked on that three or four or seven times. Do we love Jesus? How many of you here love Jesus? Oh, wait, here He comes. Here comes part two. Do we love people? Little trick there, you see, but this is what it's about. This is a problem with many of us, the church, today. We want to love God, but I don't know about these people that I'm working with. I don't know about these people, Lord, that are at Walmart, Lord. I don't know about these people, Lord. Well, He's called us to love one another just like He loves us. Amen? Well, I love some of them, Lord. I'm just going to let you know I don't like these type of people. God, how many of you know He wants us to love? Did you know that God so loved the whole world? He loved the whole world. And, you know, one of the things that happened quite a few times this week in the revival is, excuse me, is that when somebody was getting saved and all that, they were saying, you know, God, if you were the only one, God would have died for you. And I've heard that before, and I believe that's true. I believe that God died for me personally. Amen. And I'm sure you do, too. But at the same time, it's like sometimes we don't realize it. We don't realize that God loves you
But he also loves that person that we're struggling with liking. Those other people that we've got to learn to get past ourselves and past our prejudices. Watch what it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 9. And you've heard it a thousand times. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has, say, prepared. Oh, he's already got stuff ready for us. Prepared for those who love him. Oh, yeah, we got that. And God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Through what? Through his Spirit. God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Now, if we're not loving one another, how many of you know we're not going to catch revelation? We're not going to catch understanding. We're not going to see, well, you know, God. It's amazing to me how many folks will hear God, but not do what he says to do. I can hear God for Brother Mike. Ah, man, the Lord told me to tell you da 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 da. But the Lord's talking to me, and I'm not going to listen to that. That's tough. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you that God's speaking to his church today. The Holy Spirit wants to stir you and encourage you. Now, God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit itself searches all things. How many of you know he knows exactly where we are? He knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. And sometimes we can argue with God. God, I need this in my life. Lord, I want this. Lord, I need that. How many of you know he said he knows exactly what our needs are? He knows exactly what we need. Don't worry about all that stuff that you're thinking you need. Just prepare yourself. Read the Word of God. Allow the Word to give us fresh revelation, fresh revelation. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, even the deep things of God. Here's a real deep one for you. Guess what? We love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Who's our neighbors? Everybody. Oh, we just want those people we like to be our neighbors. How many of you got some neighbors you wish wasn't there? Don't raise your hand, okay? We got a problem with people. We got a problem with things that's happening back and to and fro in our life, and we just getting caught up. Watch this. We have to catch the vision. If you don't have a vision for God yet, I'm going to have to tell you, catch it. Run after it. Go get it. Yeah. Go get what God has for you. Get a hunger and a thirst. I was talking to Tulu right before service, and I was like, it's amazing how some folks are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, but some folks are just kind of like, you know, they go. It's a buffet, you know. Let's see. I don't know if I like that. I have double portion of that. And we pick and choose, but the Spirit's saying to the church today, listen, get ready. Prepare for the things that you don't like, for the things that you don't understand. God is doing a work, say work, in me, Lord. He's doing a work inside of each and every one of us. Do we have to catch it? If you don't have a vision, go after it. If you don't have a dream, go get one. Realize that God wants to stir us up to catch a vision, catch the dream of what he's got for us today. Run after it. Go run with endurance. That means go get it. God, you ever run a race? Anybody ever run a race? You ever just, you know, I know most of us here haven't run in a long time, but you remember when you used to run, you know, and you ran after it, and you desired it, and you went after it. That's what he wants us to do. You don't have to physically run, but there's a spiritual running that needs to take place. We need to get some spiritual tennis shoes on, track shoes on, and just get ready, because he's calling us to run. Run after him. The Holy Spirit wants to encourage us today. Say, come on. Say, come on, Holy Spirit. He wants to encourage us today to get ready to be blessed and encouraged and strengthened. He's saying, come to me, all ye. That's everybody. He's saying, come on. There's plenty of room at the table. There's plenty of room in the kingdom of God. There's plenty of room. Don't think that you don't have room. Well, I can't do that. That's okay. There's other room, things that you can do. Amen? Holy Spirit saying, come on. Listen to this. John chapter 15 and 9 says this.
John 15 and 9 says, as the Father loved me, I also love you. As the Father loves me, I also love you. We need to learn how to love one another. Listen to what the next word says. Abide. Say abide. That means stay in it. Stay put. Abide. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. When we abide, when we stay in God's love, if we'll keep His commandments, and if we will abide in His, in my love, just as I have kept the Father's commandments, and abided in His love, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy, His joy, may be what? Remain in you. You see, that's what I'm talking about when I said, let's get drunk. Let's spend some quality, high time presence with the Most High God. And let's learn to drink. Drink of the cup of God. Drink of His. He's pouring out on His Spirit. He's pouring His Spirit out on the body today. If we will drink it, if we will taste and see how good it is, you'll never thirst again. There's a story about that. That you may watch this. That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. How many of you are ready to get full on God? I mean, He's pouring out, and it's time for us to learn to drink up. Say, drink up. Drink up. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to drink up. Oh, man, how many of you know it's time to talk to the Lord and say, pour me another, Father. Pour me another one. I'm ready for some more. How many of you are ready for a little more? Well, you're going to have to learn to drink the one that's in front of you first. You're going to have to empty your cup if you want it to be overflowing. You're going to have to go ahead and drink it first. You got to drink what you got. Are you ready to drink what you got? Say amen. Yeah. You can't get any more because it's full. You got to start drinking and allow the Lord to fill you with a freshness, with an anointing, and abide in it. That means continuously staying right there in His presence day in, day out, no matter what goes on. How many of you ever get a little frustrated in life? Anybody? My hand's up. I'm going to tell you a little story in just a minute. I'm going to get there. Watch this. Some people, here we are, we're there. And some people frustrate you. I had to repent this week so bad. Let me tell you what I did. Here you go. Confession time right in front of everybody. We had revival this week, and I decided I'm going to bring me some shirts to the cleaners. So I brought a few shirts over there to the cleaners, and I dropped them off on Monday. And she said, well, guess what? It's going to be Wednesday evening, and after 5, they'll be ready. And I said, hallelujah. Just in time, I had 2 shirts left. By Wednesday, I'll have a few more. We'll be ready for the week. I'll have a good press shirt every Sunday, every evening, right? So I'm sitting home, and I'm studying and being Mr. Religious. And I got this phone call about 3 o'clock. And I answered the phone, hello. And she says, Mr. Dashtuk? I said, yes, that's me. She says, your shirts are ready. I said, oh, great. I said, I thought it was going to be after 5. She goes, well, they're here now. I said, great. So I get in my truck and I tell my wife, I'm going to get my shirts. And I drive up to the little cleaners up there. And I get out and I walk in there. And she grabs one shirt off the rack. And she puts it on the little rack to go. You know, they move it from one rack to the other rack. And they didn't charge you for it, right? And I'm thinking, I dropped 5 shirts off. There's one shirt on the rack. Something wrong here. So I'm waiting. Maybe she's going to go back to that little circle thing and ring it again. And she didn't. She starts ringing up. That'll be $2.50. I went, Well, ma'am, I said, I dropped 5 shirts off Monday. And you called me up and told me to come pick them up. They were ready. Well, there's only one ready. How many of you know I got a little frustrated? The flesh rose up inside of me. I was not thinking pure good thoughts. It wasn't 5? You're correct. But she called me and told me they were ready. And that's exactly what I told her. I said, well, ma'am, you told me they would be ready at 5 o'clock, and it's 3 o'clock. You called me at my home and told me to come on down and get them. And they're not ready. I'm starting to get a little frustrated.
steamed. Anybody ever get steamed? And I'm trying, and I was not thinking about Jesus. There was not one thought about being a witness or having a testimony. The only thing I was thinking is, this woman called me up, told me, come down here and get my shirts, and they're not ready. They said, I'm sorry, sir. I was like, they'll be here after 5. I said, then why did you tell me to calm down? Now I got to make 2 trips. Do you know how... This is watch how the fleshly mind thinks. Do you know how much gas is right now? It mean, it cost me a quarter to drive all the way there. I drove home and I was... I've hung up my shirt. I got ready. Came out. Told Carol. I said, yep, I let her have it. And then... You ever had the Holy Spirit just slap you? The Holy Spirit came in and slapped me right upside the head and said, oh, that was very good. Oh, you was a great witness. You had a great testimony there for that lady. If she ever walks in your church, she's going to say, that's the preacher? That's that shirt guy. I saw the devil in him that day. So, I repented immediately. On the way to church that night, I had a nice press shirt. Went to dinner with Mike and Valerie. And I told them, I got to leave early. I got to get over to the cleaners and pick up a few shirts before we go to church. Because they're after 5. I figured... You see, you still struggle with the flesh. I figured, this is what I told Carol, I'm going to wait till 6:10, walk in there and make her have to ring it up at 6 o'clock. Make her stay late. I walk in there at 6:05. And I looked at her and she looks at me with this, you know, deer in the headlight look. And I'm thinking, ma'am, I said, let me just repent. Let me apologize for my attitude earlier. I had the wrong spirit. I was sorry. I blew it. I'm sorry. I did. I sat right there and humbly apologized. And then guess what? She said, your shirt ain't here yet. I was ready to come unglued again. I'm like, and I said, okay, I'm going to have to repent twice, Lord. I get it. I get it, Lord. Okay, don't repent twice in about the same thing in a couple hour period of time. Let it go, Tyrone. Let it go. Say, let it go. So I'm just about to let it go. I got to hurry up. I just about to let it go, and then the van pulls up. She goes, oh, there they are. They just pulled up. I was like, oh, great, great. $11.77. Okay. She's taking the little bleep thing, the little scanner thing. She takes the little gun off the thing, and the tags are closed there, and she's going. And I'm going. It's not bleeping. I said, well, I guess you're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and just ring me up. And then she goes, no, Kent, I got to do this. I'm starting to pull out my wallet. $11.77. I'm thinking, give her $12. Take the receipt off the tags. Set it down. Say, thank you, ma'am. Grab your shirt to leave. Right about that time, they went, bleep. Hallelujah. Jesus. Redemption, hallelujah. So what I'm saying, all that to just tell you this. Sometimes, I say sometimes, we get a little frustrated with people. But, we're to allow our light to shine in the dark places.
You see, it's easy to come to church and let your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yes, we in church, this little light of mine. Well, I'm going to, all this week I was in the spiritual. Man, people would say, look at that pastor dancing. Hallelujah. I was believing for a complete miraculous healing in my leg. So I was dancing every night saying, come on, Lord, I don't know what you want to do, but Lord, if you will just do a work in my legs. And he has. I'm better, much better than I was a year ago. Hallelujah. And he's doing, and then it's an ongoing thing. But do we only allow our light to shine when we in church? Or do we need to make sure that when we're in the cleaners or in the Walmart line or when we're with those people that frustrate us, that we don't lose it? That person that gets to you. Have you ever had a couple of people just get to your nerves? I'm here to tell you it's time for us as Christians to rise up and drink in the Spirit of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to drink, to pour over you, to drink up with God. Say, loose me, Lord. That our joy might be full. This is my commandment, the scripture says, that you love one another as I have loved you. Learn to love one another, even if they don't have but one of your shirts ready. Love them anyway. Let your light shine in the dark place. Some people will frustrate. We got to learn. Say learn. We have to learn to recognize that God is working in us. All of these Mr. Spiritual Giant people, oh, do you think God is not still working on you? Say me, Lord. He's working on us all. I was ready to punch her lights out. It wouldn't have been very good for me to punch her light out. That's not what I'm to do. I'm not to put her out. I'm to light her up. Amen. I'm to light her, ignite her, give her the vision of, oh, God, how good you are. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Allow yourself to be poured onto with the Holy Spirit. We have to learn to be a witness and a testimony everywhere we go. Don't lose it, but let the joy of the Lord be your strength so that we can be a witness and a testimony. Don't take your light and put it under a basket. Don't put it under a basket of frustration. Don't put it under a basket of turmoil. Don't put it under a basket of unbelief. Don't put it under a basket of, but you don't understand. Don't put it under a basket of unforgiveness. But allow your light to shine in a dark place. Say like David did in Psalms chapter 51. Restore to me, Lord, the joy of your salvation and uphold me in your generous spirit. How many of you know God is generous? He's pouring out upon his body a fresh anointing. He's pouring out an unbelievable amount of his glory, of his grace, of his mercy on the body of God. How many of you know he is merciful God? How many of you are glad he's merciful? How many of you are glad he's poured into your life mercy and compassion? How many of you know it's time for us to share our light? Amen? The enemy has stolen some seeds from many of us and tried to plant weeds and turmoil in your life. And I'm here to tell you, it's time to be restored. Say restored. Allow the Holy Spirit to restore to you a fresh anointing. Nehemiah chapter 8 and 10 says this. Then he said unto them, go and your way and eat the fat, drink the sweet, and spend portions of those who have nothing prepared. How many of you know, this lady that I was being rude to and obnoxious to, she needed Jesus. And what did I decide to give her? Part of the world. I tried to give her just the same thing she gets from every other person. And I really wept and cried over this. I was like, Lord, please forgive me. For you, when we examine ourselves, we really truly will see that the heart is wicked. We have a lot of hard things that we have to learn to deal with. We have to learn to overcome, say overcome, by the blood of the Lamb. We have to realize that there's some people out there that don't have anything prepared for them. We've got to be the light that shines in the dark place. Watch what it says. For the day is holy unto the Lord. Each day is holy unto the Lord, no matter where we are. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? Many of us need to be strengthened. Say, strengthen me, Lord. Many of us need to learn to overcome. Say, let me be an overcomer, Lord. We need to get stronger in the Lord. The Lord's saying, spend time with me. Spend time in my presence. Look to me for the answers. Search me and know me, O God. If we would come to the realization that we need to examine ourselves every day, remember the story of the woman at the well. John chapter 4, this is where we're going. John chapter 4, Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. You see, when we're drinking of the water of the world, when we're doing the stuff that the world does, we are thirsty. We're not satisfied. How many of you know you're never satisfied when we're doing what the rest of the world does? You're never satisfied. You can try all of the stuff that's out there. You can drink all the booze. You can smoke all the dope. You can take all the pills. You can sleep with all the people you want to sleep with. It's never, never going to satisfy you like the presence of the Most High God will. Have you been in His presence? It will satisfy you so much. I could have been frustrated the rest of the week not having my shirts. Or I could have just said, thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity. Watch, listen. Thanks for the opportunity for me to be a witness to this lady. I had an opportunity to be a testimony, a witness. Did I blow it? Did I miss it? I did. But then I had an opportunity to make it right. Say, make it right. If we blow it, and we will, make it right. Learn how to repent. Learn how to go to folks that we've made, that we've hurt and wounded, and make things right. Huh? Remember the story. Listen, Jesus answered to her and said, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give them will never thirst again. You know what? When I left that place, I was redeemed. I was like, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to repent and make it right with this person. She was an older lady. And just what say? She would have had a heart attack and died before I got a chance to get back over there and repent to her and let her know that I'm sorry. What would have been the last thing she would have ever seen? A pastor of Wayland losing it. What? We've got to learn. Say learn. To make things right, to go get and realize that we are a light, we're a testimony. We have the opportunity to be a blessing to people. We have the opportunity to carry the water from the well and serve somebody else a glass of the living water that only God can give. You see, it's not your water. It's not what you do, but you have an opportunity to be the bearer. The bearer of good news, the bearer of the living water, the bearer so somebody else could drink and be satisfied and know, will this lady get saved? I don't know. I have no clue. But I sowed my seed that the Lord God Almighty gave me to sow. You see, that's all I'm responsible for. My job is not to save her soul. My job is to sow into her the seeds that God has given me to plant out. How many of you know it's time for us to learn how to sow the seeds of the kingdom of God and allow ourselves to be dispatchers of the good news, to be givers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? It's time for us to rise up and realize that no matter what the devil says, he's a liar. And realize that God's in control. But whoever drinks of this water shall, that I will give him, will never thirst again. But the water that I shall give to him, watch this, will spring up in him a fountain of water. Drink from the well, spring up into everlasting life. Oh my goodness, aren't you glad that somebody poured into your life the everlasting water that only God can give? Aren't you glad that you had the opportunity to drink it in? Aren't you glad that somebody didn't lose it on you when you was in your position of receiving, your day of visitation, the day that Jesus showed up, knocked on your door. Do you know He's knocking? Do you know He's seeking after you today? Do you know He's wanting to pour out His Spirit upon you today? In the last days, watch this, that great day. This is John chapter 7. Excuse me. On the last day, that great day of feast, Jesus stood out and cried, saying, "Anyone who thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, the Spirit, and the Scriptures say, out of his heart will flow. You see, if we're not flowing, if we're not pouring out the Spirit of God, if we're not flowing and pouring out the Spirit of God all the time, we've got to learn to flow. Rivers of living water. There are folks that are looking to get drunk on God because they've tried all of the stuff of the world and it's not satisfying them. But He spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe in Him who would receive the Holy Spirit. Listen to this. Acts chapter 2 and 12. So then they were all amazed and perplexed and saying amongst themselves, "Huh? Whatever could this mean?" They mocking and said, "They must be filled full of new wine." How many of you ready to be blessed with some new wine? How many of you ready? You know, we go wild and crazy about a lot of things. How many of y'all go, now be honest. You know, I mean, you know, don't you get a little excited when your team wins? Don't you get a little bit excited when something happens in your life and you get blessed and woohoo? Or like, you know, some people get new cars, you know, and they get all excited. "Oh, look at my new car. Let me show you what I got. And this, I got this, and it's got air, it's got cruise control, it's got heated seats. Woohoo! Then we got it. Carol's got a heated steering wheel, baby. She loves it. She loves getting in her car and putting it. She loves having a heated steering wheel. She don't want a new car because she's scared and it's not going to have a heated steering wheel. That we can't afford one, but what I'm saying is that we get a little excited about some things. It's time. It's time for us to be filled with the new wine. It's time for us to be filled. Say, "Fill me, Lord." How many of you are ready to be filled today with some new wine? If that's you and you want to be filled with the new wine, I'm going to ask you to come on down because I want to pray for you. I want to ask God to fill you with some fresh anointing, some new wine, some new thing that you don't have to be stagnant. You don't have to be, "Well, you know, I love Jesus. I come to church and I love God." And He wants to do, say, a new thing. He wants to do a new thing inside of you. He wants to pour out some fresh anointing. He wants to let you know that He loves you and He wants you to feel good. Amen. How many of you know God wants us to feel good about who He is and what's going on in our life? He says, you know, it's the goodness of God that draws men to repentance. It's the goodness of God that draws men. When you walk around with a smile on your face and a joy in your spirit, and I'll just say a little pep in your step, they could say, and God's gonna give you an opportunity to be a witness. And in the process of being that witness, you're going to have an opportunity to either get frustrated. How many of you know frustration's coming? Huh? Do you know it's coming? So prepare for it right now. Drink it on up. Drink it on in. Just raise both hands. Say, "Lord, fill me to overflowing right now, Jesus. Fill me right now, Lord, with the fresh anointing, oh God. Pour out your Spirit right now in this place, Lord. Let the people of God say so. I am filled with the Spirit. I am filled with God. I love you, Jesus. And Lord, you're going to show me how to love people too. Lord, you're going to do a mighty work inside of me that I'm no longer going to allow the devil to frustrate me and get me aggravated and get me ticked off. But Lord, you're going to give me the joy of the Lord
Oh, you're going to give me the joy. You gave us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. He's doing a mighty work in you right now. Hey, would you just reach out and pray for the person on side of you and tell them, Lord, fill them, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Now, you're going to have to speak up and say, fill them, Lord. Come on, fill them, Lord. Come on, reach out to two or three of them. Oh, when the problems come and the devil comes up. Oh, how many of you ever heard of the story of Joseph when his brothers sold him into slavery? He said, he told his brothers, oh, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. So if you have been frustrated and you've meant and people have meant things for evil against you, realize that God is meaning it for good. All things work together. All things work together. Say, all things work together for good. For those who love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? When you're getting frustrated, oh, when the world comes in, realize that God's working on you. Say, work on me, Lord. Oh, you don't know what you just asked for. He's going to work on you. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for people that have a hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, your word says they shall be filled. So today, Lord, we rejoice in your filling. Today, Lord, we want to get drunk in you. Today, Lord, we're going to go tell somebody, I got drunk today. Uh-oh. You're going to have five of your friends say, I want to come to that church. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Lord, we thank you that we can live in a free country. Lord, we do honor our veterans, Lord. We remember Memorial Day, Lord. And we just ask you right now that you would pour out a fresh anointing. Lord, let us thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you are doing in our lives and in our midst. Bless the church. Say, I am. The church. Oh, Father, bless them in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. Have a good, safe, happy Memorial Day. Bless somebody.